And welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living, Capistrano Valley, and thank you so much for that wonderful song. It starts us off really well. This month is devoted to Deepak Chopra's book, Peace is the Way, and coincidentally not, we are in the middle of the season for nonviolence, which is a season that's celebrated, was actually started 18 years ago by the Association of Global New Thought. And it is a season that celebrates living a nonviolent life from, and it's ironically, it celebrates Dr. Martin Luther King's assassination and Mahatma Gandhi's assassination. Two men committed to peace who died violent deaths because we have not yet done away with the idea of war. We have not done away with the idea of violence. Jesus, the master teacher, said, when asked what is the greatest commandment, he said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might, and your neighbor as yourself. Love was his greatest commandment. Love, not war. Well, Deepak Chopra begins his book with a very short little beginning, 5 pages, saying, war ends today. War ends today. Can you imagine it? Can you imagine that war ends today? No more war on this planet. You know what it will take? A leap in consciousness is all it takes. It's the same leap that we've already done on this planet many, many times. Because when you go home or when you're in here, we have electricity that we use, right? We turn on the lights come on. That was a leap in consciousness with the age of science. And I actually am sorry to tell you this, but I remember electricity coming into our cabin at the lake. I remember our first telephone that was wired into our home. And now every person on this planet, is capable of having a cell phone reception. Having, you know, I remember Get Smart. Do you remember Get Smart? And he took off his shoe and he talked at it. And we thought that was such science fiction. And today we have phones much smaller and watches and rings and our regular smartphones. And by the way, this would be a great time to take out your smartphone and don't turn it off. Use your favorite social media and tell people where you are and what a good time you're having. Right? Do it. Don't just laugh about it. Do it. How many of you do not have a smartphone? Okay, so you guys are okay. The rest of you, do it. Do it. Let people know where you are and what a good time you're having. Or if you're not having a good time, then leave them in your pockets or purses. War ends today. Chopra's idea about this is simply, if it's just simply a leap in consciousness, what it takes is a commitment individually, individual men and women saying, yes, I am for peace. And so from this moment on, war ends today. That's what it takes. He also says that we don't have to be particularly religious, we don't have to give up our anger, we don't have to give up anything. We just need to look at life in a different way. Do you know that the word war has only been around since 1140? And even in German, it has only been around. It has Germanic roots, but it's not a normal word because it means to perpetuate something on someone else, to declare war on someone else, on another nation, another person. And now we here in America have it to have a war on drugs, a war on everything. And honestly, the idea of war itself, the idea of war itself is an idea that needs to come to an end. And I know that we have people in this room who've served during wartime. And we're so blessed that they're here. We're so blessed that they came back. And we know that there are people that did not return. And for what? I know that it's always for freedom. But all of those old protest songs from the 60s were really on my heart this week as I was preparing this. And the first one that came to me was, "Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Tell the people we don't want war." This has been around for much longer than we have, the idea of peace, peace, peace on earth. And yet, we're not so skilled at practicing peace as we would like to be. We're not as skilled as we would like to be. So what happens is we do a couple of things. We get defensive about things and start protecting ourselves. What's more, we start stockpiling our weapons of revenge, which are usually words, right? We start stockpiling them. We keep them in a special place in our memory when someone harms us, how we never going to let that happen again, in one way or another. So today could be the day. Now, the February 15th of this year, there were 65 wars on this planet. 65 wars, 614 different places in war. That's too much, folks. That's too much. We used to sing the peace song every Sunday service. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. Let it begin with me. Knowing that every person is my brother or sister. Let me find other ways to resolve conflict. And here we are today talking about the same thing. Now, we could stick our head in the sand and pretend that nothing's wrong. But according to Chopra, since Pearl Harbor, 1941, the United States has been in war, at war, engaged in conflict. That's a long time. It's a long time. And you know what? Like the song says, we the people. So does the preamble to the Constitution. But we the people don't want war. Do we? If we don't want it, we're the ones that can make a difference. And here's what it is. It's consciousness. So during this month, I'm going to give you practices for peace that you can take into your spiritual practice every day. Not just once a year, not just on Sundays. You can take into your spiritual practice every day and say, wow, I'm coming from the place of peace to be the peacemaker, the peace bringer. You know, all the old metaphysicians used to say, if it's to be, it's up to me. And that's still the truth today. If it's to be, it's up to me and to you, to each one of us individually, to make a choice and then stand, put our convictions behind that choice. That choice, that choice for peace. Peace is the way. Jesus taught that, Buddha taught that, and then ironically, all of these so-called religious wars, I'm pretty sure they would have been horrified that there are wars in the name of religion. War, and yet we have a history of wars where the Christians perpetrated the worst terrors on people because they weren't Christian. Go back to the Crusades and read your history about that. Can today be different? Well, we have lights. We have medicines. We have learned some of the secrets of the universe, and if we use those secrets, yes, through consciousness, through conviction, we can make changes. Margaret Mead said, "Do not underestimate the power of a small group of dedicated, focused individuals. They're the only thing that has ever changed the world." Okay, so that can be us. We can be that center. We can be that center of influence, of love, and of peace, and of inclusivity. of welcoming, we can be that center. This last week, I saw two movies, and both of them were disturbing in their own ways, and so I hope you've seen them, because I'm going to maybe some spoiler alerts, plug ears. So I saw Birdman, and I saw Still Alice. Birdman is a very interesting film, and I'm not recommending it. If you haven't seen it, you're okay. You're okay if you haven't seen it. But it in the movie, what it does is it uses violence as a way to solve problems. So Birdman is gifted. Either he's really gifted or it's all fantasy, and you really can't tell. So I'm just saying. If he's gifted, he has the gift of telekinesis. He can make objects move. And he shows that. He can levitate. He can sit in meditation 4 feet off the ground. Okay, so it might be fantasy. But nevertheless, he has this, and then when he gets frustrated, he uses this unconsciously, and he destroys the place he's living in. And then, in order to get a really good review or something, he gets a gun, a real gun, and instead of a fake gun with fake blood, for the opening night of his show, he tries to kill himself, and he fails. But it's the idea that you would go to that length in order to reclaim your career, have a better review or something. It's still quite amazing to me, and I'm still not sure that I really understand the movie. So there you go. Still Alice is a movie about a woman who has early onset Alzheimer's. And because my dad had Alzheimer's, it was a very hard movie for me to watch because it was so realistic, so very well done. But Alice does what I think many people with intellect, she has a very superior intellect before she gets the disease, and she plans that when her life gets really bad, she'll kill herself. So she has a plan. She videos it so that her future self will see it, but her future self is unable to carry it out. The future self is not able to follow those directions, even though they were given step by step by step by step. And anyway, violence, again, as some being the answer. There have to be better answers than killing ourselves. There have to be better answers than killing other people. So what is it going to be? What is it going to be? Chopra says consciousness. A leap in consciousness. And you can take that leap in a second, in a moment. The story of the samurai warrior that wanted to be taught the mysteries of heaven and hell is a very good example, because he goes about it in the way that many of us would go about it. He goes to the Zen master and he says, "Teach me right now about the heavens, secrets of heaven and hell." And the Zen master, being very wise, said, "Teach you? You're dirty. You're filthy. You use violence as your life's work. Why would I teach someone like you the mysteries of the sacred?" And the warrior gets absolutely furious, starts drawing his sword. And the master says, "That's hell." And in an instant, the warrior sees that that indeed is hell. And he drops to his knees, weeping for forgiveness. And the master says, "And that's heaven." See, that's as simple as it is. When we are living with love, with forgiveness, with a willingness to include others in our life, and to negotiate instead of to take, instead of to destroy, to build. It reminds me of another story, and I told this recently, so pardon me, but maybe you needed to hear it twice. It's a story about two brothers who lived together, close together. Their farms were close together. And for some reason, they stopped getting along. And there was great animosity between them. And then the one brother dug a big ditch between their properties. And the other brother said, well, I'm not going to stand for that. He calls a carpenter to build a big fence because he doesn't want to even see his brother's house. So the carpenter comes and says, I can do this in today. I can finish your fence today. You want it tall so you can't see over? He said, absolutely, that's what I want. He said, well, you go off to town because I need privacy to do my work. And he started to work, and when the farmer came back, there was no fence. There was a bridge. The bridge maker had been building a bridge all day. And the brother's first response was, you didn't do what I asked you. And then he saw his brother coming across the bridge in friendship. Maybe we just need to build more bridges. Maybe we need to build more bridges. I read another one about a pastor, and I thought it's nice that sometimes ministers get a good rap. So this was about a minister who was in a small town, and he knew that these two men didn't get along at all. And they were both members of the church, so he went to the first man, let's call him John, and he said, John, you know, John, I know you don't get along with, let's say, Bill. I know you don't get along with Bill, but, you know, you have to admit he's a hard worker. He works from morning to night. You would admit that he's a hard worker, wouldn't you? And John said, yes, I do admit he's a hard worker. So then he went over to Bill, and he said, you know, Bill, John just said that you were a hard worker. He said, and, you know, one thing about him is that he's really well-practiced in honest business practices. You would agree with that, wouldn't you? And he said, Bill said, yes, he would. So he went over to John. He said, John, you know, Bill just said that you were a really honest man in business. And he kind of smiled. And then the pastor noticed the next time they were in the same place, perhaps at church, they were smiling at each other. He saw them shake hands. And it was something they already thought about the other. But now the other person knew that they thought it too. We could use that as a pathway to peace in our personal lives. Is there something about that? You know, Pam wrote these wonderful affirmations. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemy as your neighbor. Love your enemy as your neighbor. When you see the strengths and the goodness of your enemy, perhaps he becomes a neighbor and not an enemy. And maybe, eventually, you can see them all as an extension of the God in you, the love that you are. For that's really the truth of you. So, every Christmas Eve, I ask Rick to please sing John Lennon's song, Happy Christmas. And you know that the chorus is, war is over if you want it. War is over now. War is over if you want it. So I'm knowing for each of those 65 countries, peace. I'm knowing for each person in here, peace. For all of the families that you represent, peace. War ends today. And so it is. Are we going right into your song after my prayer? Okay. So we're doing this similarly to we did. Diane's going to set the consciousness, and I'm going to pray. And then Rick and Karen have a beautiful song that we'll end the prayer with. So let's begin, Diane.
I am opening. To your safe in your heart, safe in your arms. Safe in your heart, safe in your arms. I am opening to your love. I am opening to
in this moment, I recognize and realize that there's only one thing ever, and that thing itself is God, and its nature is love. Its nature is divine harmony and exquisite, unconditional peace. I know that this peace is the peace that passes understanding. It is the deep peace that Jesus spoke of, the deep peace of the divine spirit within. And what I know is that this peace is everywhere present. It's in and through and as each one of us, in and through and as the consciousness that is who and what we are. I know that this is the day that the Lord is making, and Lord is making it for and by means of each one of us. And so today, I declare for each one, any conflict, any place that is not of peace is now shone as the truth of spirit within it, the truth of life within it, which is whole, complete, and perfect. I know if there's a place of anger, that anger is appropriately expressed. I know if there is a place of despair, that despair is uplifted and great comfort is brought to the person that desires it. What I know is that this thing itself is a oneness, and it is in and through and as each of us. It heals everything unlike itself. And so it heals any disease, it heals any lack, it heals anything, any discord. And what is left in its place is the wholeness, the beauty, the grace of God. I know for each one that this is done in God's grace, with God's love. It's easy, and it is already so. So welcoming that deep peace and knowing that it is so for each one here, I give great thanks. And then I simply release this word to the action of law. And please join me in saying, and so it is.
With every breath, infinite light, infinite sky, over the sea, infinite mind, all around me.
So many worrying hurts.
Infinite peace.